If I was going to do it again, you'd have to play the music again.
No, no, no. Adam, let's kick this horse. Now, go ahead. Do your horse sound when I say that. Adam.
Hold on.
Adam, okay. Let's kick this horse. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Really Bad Christmas Music. When you want to hear something, you know, seasonal, yet subpar, you should really listen to Really Bad Christmas Music. You can check them out on Sirius Radio, XM Radio, or any given radio station on the internet during this time of year. Don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a jolly discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the lame holiday-free, music-free state. I can't say what I'm... What am I trying to say? The lame holiday music-free state of Arkansas. By the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
I don't know what you're trying to say either. You're tongue-tied.
I was very tongue-tied. You know what, Adam? I may or may not... I'm not going to confirm or deny this, that I may or may not have had a holiday party...
A trick?
I don't know why you said trick. I may or may not have had a holiday party after work this evening.
Well, how did that go?
It went excellent. You know, here's the thing, Adam, is by the way, it is Tuesday evening on 10:18 p.m. It is Tuesday evening at 10:18 p.m., and that can mean, of course, only one thing. We are streaming live on pride48.com in front of the world's most savvy and amazing chat room. Adam, who is in the chat room with us this evening?
We have CCM, Gary KY, Good Humor Penguin, Jaded Tristan, who is soon to no longer be jaded.
No, he's no longer jaded. He's
Kingsley, Lamont Cranston, Maybe Nico or Not, RT Cruiser, Toppy Smelly, and Red Clitoris.
Red Clitoris. Excellent. You know what? Here's the thing. I don't know. I think I've mentioned this on the show before, that we switched departments this year. So my little IT department, which is a sub IT department of used to be a sub IT department of performance management, moved to a brand new joint data analytics department where we are now under IT instead of being underneath performance management. But the beauty of that is that I have gotten invited to four different work related Christmas parties this year. So I get to I did the party this evening. I have a luncheon tomorrow, and then on Friday I have the IT Christmas party over in Stratford, I think. Yeah.
So that's a lot of Christmas parties.
I'm just saying, I'm a lot of Christmas party, a lot of free alcohol. I may or may not be off my game tonight. Is all I'm trying to say. That was the point that I was trying to make, and I may or may not have made it. Okay, but you know what? Here's the thing, Adam. I don't know if you heard or not. By the way, I should bring up the trellis here. I guess what I'm saying. You know, I don't know if you heard or not. There is a show. Have you heard the latest episode of Catching Up with Mike and Joe?
Well, you know, funnily enough, I have heard that. I have heard that most recent show. I heard it this morning.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if you know or not, but Mike sounds really off his game this week. I don't know if you've heard it or not, that he's just really, really off his game.
I thought he was really witty. He was very insightful, had a lot of interesting things to say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I really thoroughly enjoyed.
This was your favorite show.
It's a two-parter, apparently, because evidently Mike and Joe went a little long.
I don't even understand that. I do not even understand that at all.
And so I'm waiting with bated breath for the second half.
Bated
Who knows?
Breath. Now, so I was listening to this show today as I was driving into work, as I always do. I listen to all podcasts as I'm driving into work. And so I was listening to the Catching Up with Mike and Joe today. And this is what I gotta hold on. I gotta bring up the volume here on this thing. There's a cue that I wanna play for you here on this show. Let's see. It happens at the 7-minute and 22-second mark. So let me just find that right here. The 7-minute and 22-second mark. Well, we'll just stop right here at about 7. Uh-oh, my time cues went away.
No, that is my aunt. My no, blood.
Six.
I'm not my.
Here. 7:10. We'll pick it up. We'll pick it up. We'll pick it up.
Right there. Mittens.
I did. I went to. Well,
do you call him partner? Do you call him partner? Do you call him boyfriend? What do you call him?
I call him boyfriend.
Would you ever call someone partner or husband or anything like that?
I feel like partner is kind of an icky word.
So I believe that Mike, who sounds a lot like you this week, I don't know why. Yeah. Mike says that he finds the word partner to be icky. I don't know if you heard that or not.
I heard that. But I did hear that. Yes.
It's amazing then that less than 2 minutes later, he says.
Two together.
You named it. What were they named? But if you had them for a while, what were their names before he met you?
Nothing. Fish.
Okay. Give me the haps. Tell me what's happening. What's going on?
Well, let me tell you. So first of all, I have a follow up because on Dubious Intent, I had talked about the death.
Dubious Intent is the show you do.
Yes.
With Daniel Brewer.
It is a podcast that I do once a week.
Okay. All right, now, hey, what the fuck was that?
What was what?
What the fuck was that? You couldn't just admit that you did a show with Daniel Brewer? You had to be like, you know, oh, yeah, it's a show I do once a week.
That's what I was saying.
No, but I'm saying.
It sounded a little like I was trying to work you out of it or something.
Adam,
but
you know, that you know that intent. You know that I'm going through a divorce right now, right? Even amicable divorces sometimes are, you know, hard to deal with because they're divorces. They're not fun for anyone. And you, my best friend.
Yes.
Just tosses me under the bus right there.
I did not toss you.
On the show with Joe Batanz. By the way, for those of you who've never heard before, Adam was co-hosting on a podcast called Catching Up with Joe and Mike. Mike, of course, far too busy to actually record a show. And so Adam stepped in and recorded for him. And just now, tossed me under the bus.
No, I wasn't. Okay, so in the chat room, Toppy Smelly says I sounded ashamed. They don't promote a lot of other shows on their show. So I think I felt a little trepidation of going on too much about, you know, any other show that I was on, even though I went on there, you know, I wanted to further our reach. You know, people hear me on there and they're like, man, where can we get more of that Adam Burns?
And you did that by insulting black people and women and Mexicans. And no, you can go and listen to the show. But here's the thing I want to say. So you said at the 7-minute and 22 mark, you said partner sounds icky. And then yes. You said this.
Over at pride48.com on Tuesday evenings.
Yeah.
I don't know what time. Just go over there and look. Anyway, so I had told a story about Fish 2 dying. Mark, my partner, had.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I think it was just tip of tongue sort of thing.
I'm just saying, at 9:12, you say, Mark, my partner.
Top of the mind, tip of the tongue. We had just been using that word.
Less
partner.
Than 2 minutes after you said partner is icky, you say, Mark, my partner.
I want to know, do you have a notepad in your hand when you're listening to podcasts? Like, you're listening to every little thing and you're like noting, okay, oh, at 1-minute and 54 seconds, Adam said this. Oh, now let's listen on and hear where he contradicts himself.
I do. I actually do. I am that guy. I am that guy that will go back and listen back and go, wait. I didn't still have to go back and listen. Again.
Not only that, but the fact, just because I didn't say your name, that somehow is a put down on you. Like
No. I didn't say it was a put down on me. I'm just saying that you're ashamed of me. Should we start? You know, I'm going through one divorce. Should we go through another divorce here? Should we start interviewing for new partners for you on this show? Should we like find a new? I'm sorry. I think partner sounds icky. Maybe we should find a new co-host for you here on this show. Should we start going through the interview process? You know, I hear Kathy Marshall is looking for something to do. Maybe Kathy Marshall could be your co-host here on the show. Maybe it could be the Adam and Kathy show. It'd be great. You know, Kathy, which by the way, you could read in any Sunday's comics, you know, forever. She's famous for saying "ack." You know, and she's great.
I think what we should do instead of looking for a new co-host, you can just rename yourself to Joe.
To Joe. I'll just be Joe.
And then, and what we're going to do, though, we're not only going to rename you, but then we're going to put out a post on Facebook.
A
And we're going to say.
And then generate some kind of like a
we're
going to
say, thank you for all the support of the I+.
I am not insulting you, Kathy Martin. Kathy Martin in the chat room just said that I was insulting her. Kathy Martin. I don't know what it is. I've already mentioned that I went to a holiday party tonight. Kathy Marshall, I am not insulting you.
I think Daniel has had a little bit to drink at the holiday party, and he's holding a drink currently.
I love Kathy Marshall. She's amazing.
So, I was on Catching Up. You can go listen to that. I had a fun time. I'm not allowed to talk about it too much because, okay, this is what Joe...
Did he make you sign some kind of like non-disclosure agreement or something?
No, but I don't know. Joe must be more sensitive than I thought he was because he said, I can't listen to DI Plus this week because you guys are going to tear me apart on the show because you recorded with me. And Joe, I love you.
He's not listening.
All of my joking is in jest because you are a comedian. And, you know, I thought, you know, comedians were good with like, you know, roasting and that sort of thing.
Here's the thing. You know, Joe went on their show, the one that you didn't hear because they don't release their live shows that they do. And he said that we said that they were old queens. We said that Joe and Mike were two old queens. Well, specifically, he said that I said that he and Mike were two old queens doing a show. And that is absolutely not true. I went back and listened to what I said. What I said was they're two guys that do a show and they're very judgmental. I called them judgmental. I did not call them old. I just want to make that point right now. I called them very judgmental, but I did not call them old.
Anyway, so I had a really good time. I say anyway a lot.
You do say anyway a lot. You should work on that. Maybe that should be a New Year's resolution.
Is I had a really good time.
Yes.
We recorded for over 2 hours, and Mike Lawson did not want to post it as one show because he has a thing against long shows.
Lawson is not even... All right, so for those of you who don't know, Mike Lawson is the normal co-host of Catching Up, and he, who couldn't even be bothered to record the show, says, oh, no, you can't do a more than 1 hour show, and so he interrupted and said, oh, no, I will split it into two.
He didn't split it into two. He told Joe that he didn't want to release a 2 hour show. So Joe wasn't even there. Well, he knew it was 2 hours because what happens is Joe edits the shows and then he somehow puts them in a Dropbox or something and then Mike does all the posting. And so
Can I just say this? They do a normal show with Joey Buhecker. So it's not like they care about quality. So I don't see why they would care whether it was a 2 hour show or not.
Anyway, so there I go saying anyway again. But anyway, so it was a fabulous time. And if you want to hear the thing, you can go listen to it.
Almost. All right, let's listen to this one. You know what? I think I should win this one, but I'm going to play it anyway.
Yeah, hi, guys. Auntie Chris for the Celebrity Death Zone. I've just heard that Adam Burns' fish one, missing, presumed dead. Bye.
I'm sorry. Mittens called on the show live last time and reported Fish One died.
No, he didn't.
I called and said, oh, this is Mittens. I would like to report that Fish One died. You don't get to steal my jokes.
I have to say that I was wrong. It was Fish Two that died.
I heard. That's a spoiler. If you haven't heard Catching Up, you'll find out.
Yeah. So for those of our listeners who don't listen to both shows, Fish Two is the one that died. Fish One was on his deathbed because he somehow contracted the fin fungus. And then we put him in a salt bath in a bucket and we put him back in the tank, or Mark did, not me. And then he was laying on the bottom. Then he like had a seizure. But yesterday and today, he's looking much improved.
He's much improved then.
So he's still laying on the bottom, but he's breathing better, looks like.
You know, Kathy Marshall says it's just not the same without Fish One around.
He's swimming more. So Fish One is okay.
Fish One is okay. Is Fish Two.
And then I have to say this because I didn't say this on the show, whatever that show I was on. Mark turns to me last night, and because Fish One is making a recovery, he's recovering from whatever his ailments were. And Mark turns to me and he says, what if Fish Two was going to recover? And Fish Two was still, you know, alive and hanging on, and we could have let Fish One, you know, stay in the tank a little bit longer.
Yes.
Fish One could be alive swimming around right now in the tank, but instead we flushed him. And I said, well, he might still be alive in the sewer system or whatever. There's water.
He'd be out trying to find Nemo. We don't know.
Plenty to eat.
We don't know. We just don't know.
You know.
You know what? I think this joke was made last show. I do. And now we're just recapping the jokes that were made on the last show, which, by the way, the last show was just a horrible show. It was a horrible show. Don't listen to the last show. It was a horrible show.
I listened to it. I liked it.
Why do you always like the shows that I don't like?
You don't like any of the shows. So do you have any stories? Because you didn't put anything in the thing.
Are you afraid to call it a Trello because Joey Buhecker went off on like Trello?
No, I just say the thing. You didn't put anything in the Trello.
I didn't put anything on the Trello because I was busy. And
so I'm letting you tell a story.
It's my turn to tell a story. You know what, Adam? I did. I did this week is I went and I went to look at apartments because I'm having to do that now. I have to go and look at apartments because I have to. Our lease here is up at the end of February. So
can I put in a request?
Please do.
The first question on your interview of said apartment is what kind of internet do you get?
Oh, that is always here. Yeah. That is always my first question.
And we need better speeds than what you've got right now.
It's not a speed thing. I think it's more of a latency thing here. But here's the thing is, so I've always, that's always my first question. And you know, surprisingly, most apartment places just don't know. They're just like, I don't know. I watch Netflix and it's great. And I'm just like, no, I want to know what the up speed is. And anyway, it doesn't matter. So here's the thing is, so our lease is up here at the end of February. At the end of February, Robert will be moving to Kentucky so he's staying here until the end of February, which is the end of our mutual obligation here. So I will be moving out to a new apartment, and he will be moving on to Kentucky for the rest of his life. By the way, it's a very amicable divorce, by the way. So we're still friends.
What's in Kentucky?
That's where his parents live, and so he'll be living with his parents. And so,
how do you know it'll be for the rest of his life?
I didn't say for the rest of his life, did I?
Yeah, you did.
I didn't. I said I will be moving on with the rest of my life. I didn't say that he
I thought you said, and he's going to be moving on to Kentucky for the rest of his life.
I didn't say that he's moving to Louisville. It's, so anyway, so here's the thing is, so I've been looking at apartments, and so obviously I'm moving down to one salary here. So I'm trying to find a place that is economical and, you know, a place that is nice. So I found a couple of different places that I like, and I'm waiting now because they both have 2 months for free. And I'm hoping that they will extend it until next month. So both of them say that they probably will extend it to next month because right now it's too early because I have to pay for this place until the end of February, right? So I can't afford to pay for both apartments. So, but if they both extend it until next month and then do their 2 months for free at the, you know, next month, then I will be able to go ahead and move next month. And then, you know, February would be free, which would I be paying for this apartment in February instead of that one. So I'm hoping that I will be moving here soon. So sometime, you know, within the next month, I will be moving.
When I moved from Dallas,
yes,
we still had 3 or 4 months on the lease, and I paid both for
that
whole
sucks.
Time.
Yeah, that completely sucks. Here's the thing. So I'm now down to two different complexes, which, by the way, they're just right next to each other. So it's not like they're like miles apart from each other. They are literally right next to each other. It's like one complex is here on this mountain, and the other one is right next to it on the mountain. And there's a $25 difference between the two. But the $25 difference, though, is that the one place is a one bedroom, one bath with a loft, right? And that one is $25 less than the two bedroom, two bath top floor apartment. So they're both top floors because that's very important for me to have a top floor. So I have to now decide whether I want to, like, you know, save the $25 a month, which I don't really think is that big of a deal compared to the fact that, you know, I can have a two bedroom, two bath, right? Because I have cats, right? I can put a litter box in the other bathroom that I'll never use. That can be their bathroom, right? So I'm leaning heavily towards the two bathroom, two bath for $25 more.
I like a loft, but I can see your point about the bathrooms because you don't want to share it with the cats.
Right. And I mean, there's one thing about a loft, though, is that, you know, right now we're in a one bedroom, one bath with a loft. And, you know, it's one thing. So I have my office up here in the loft, but in the winter, when you turn on the heat, it gets really hot up here and it's still cold downstairs. So is there something to be said for an apartment that is just all one level because you don't have to worry about separate heat? You know what I'm saying? So it's like you either turn the heat on downstairs and you like completely roast upstairs, or you freeze downstairs and you're comfortable upstairs. So
we have an offer in the chat room. You can go sleep on Tristan's futon as long as you rub his feet every night.
All right, here's the thing. You know what? Fatty is going to be here in 2 weeks, and we're going to go into New York City and go to the Eagle. And I hope that anyone that's up in New York that wants to like come out and meet Big Fatty, whatever, will come and meet us at the Eagle that night. So that's going to be Friday night after New Year's. We're going to go out to the Eagle in New York City. And so Tristan, you should come out to the Eagle in New York City on Friday night after New Year's.
I will not be there, but
no, you're not going to come. You know, I feel like I'm letting you down, Adam, because I didn't put things on my Trello. I'm just saying that is all I did this week is I looked at crappy apartments. I've now found two crappy apartments, and I'm leaning towards the slightly larger of the two apartments. And that is where I'm doing.
So I was going to say about the heat situation. No matter, I live in a one story house, and I lived in a one floor apartment, no loft. I never had a loft. But no matter what I do, the room that is my studio is always boiling hot. No matter what I do,
So no matter whether you're masturbating in there on camera or whether you're recording a podcast, you're sweating to the oldies.
Let me tell you, by the time I leave this room on Tuesday nights, my butt is wet. Because for whatever reason, when I get hot, my ass crack sweats.
All right, hold on. There's an actual legitimate question in the chat room that I have to address. Kingsley asked, what is the difference in square feet? So the one bedroom, one bath with a loft is 1,020 square feet, and the two bedroom, two bath is 1,180 square feet. So it's slightly larger, but you know, about $25 larger, basically. So there you go. And so, Kingsley also wants to know: is it the spotlights? Is it all the spotlights that are pointing on you? Is that what's making your ass sweat? Is the spotlights on you? Because you know, the only person that can see you on camera right now is me. So if you would like to turn off those spotlights in order to spare your ass the sweat. For the evening.
I always have to look as good as possible, but I actually don't have any lights directly on me. I only have some very cool LED. I have red and green. I don't know if you noticed that, but I'm doing the Christmas theme. I have red and green LEDs behind me.
I did not notice that at all. But let's go to our next call here. Then let's listen to this, just how we show.
Yeah, hi guys. Artie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. I'm going to do a twofer this time, so I don't have the extra flagpole for the call. Photographer Phil Stern, dead at 95, most famous for his wartime and Hollywood photographs. And second, Robert Taylor, animator of Fritz the Cat, dead at 70. Bye.
All right, Fritz the Cat and some wartime animator. What do we say?
Well, we should give him one of those because it was two. So you decide which one. Was it the animator or the photographer?
I'm going to go with Fritz the Cat and blah on the photographer.
Okay.
And the chat room is telling me to basically go for the two bedroom, two bath. So thank you, chat room.
All right. So
I think most of them think they're going to come and visit. Go for the two bedroom, two bath.
Yeah,
then
when I come and visit,
I'll have a place to stay.
Right. See, I would sleep up in the loft. I would think that was really cool. Anyway, so this week we're almost caught up with all of the stuff that was recorded while he was in the Philippines. We had, I would say, hundreds of episodes of things. Although, you know, we watched the show called...
Hold on. I didn't mean to interrupt your story, but there's a very important thing happening in the chat room right now. Toppy Smelly is saying that he could go to bed right now, or he can continue to listen to our show. You know what, Toppy Smelly? I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life because, you know, I understand you have your life and whatever. But if you care about Adam and I at all, if you care about us in any way, shape, or form, you know, you, sir, who we love and adore, who we asked to be a part of our show 2 years ago in Vegas, and who we just like, you know, ladle our adulations upon this year in Vegas, and we just love you and adore you so much. You know, if you want to go ahead and leave and just leave us hanging here and knowing that you aren't listening, that's fine. You go ahead and do that. But if you just want to, you know, show up at work tomorrow, maybe a little bit tired, not too much tired, but maybe just a little bit tired, you know, then you could stay and show that you care for us in the same way that we care for you. You know, it's your choice. It's your choice, sir. It really is. It's your choice. All right. No, go ahead, Adam. Go ahead with your story.
So one thing I want to say is, so we had hundreds of episodes of things recorded because I wasn't allowed to watch anything that we watched together while he was in the Philippines. And we're almost caught up on all of those, except we have like 13 episodes of Ellen left. But I'm not kidding. We had like 60 episodes.
You recorded Ellen?
Yes. All the way from September when she started her new season until he got back. Like,
so does Mittens kind of, don't spoil the Justin Timberlake episode for me. No, I haven't watched it yet.
You know he doesn't talk like
no,
that.
No, don't spoil it for me, boy feet. Please, boy feet, don't spoil it for me.
So we were watching Ellen, but we watched this show called Witches of East End.
Yes.
And it wasn't our favorite show, so we saved it kind of till late in our TV watching. So we just got caught up on it.
Yes.
This isn't my story, but it was canceled, I found out.
Wait, does this have to be a two-part podcast because you're going to go over because you didn't know your story?
Maybe.
Okay.
Could be. Good thing we do an episode every week. Anyway, so what we were watching, though, now, because all the shows are starting to take their winter breaks.
They are. They are, yes.
So we decided we were going to watch Christmas Light Fight.
I don't even know what this is.
Okay, they have Sabrina Soto, who is a designer from HGTV.
Okay.
And some gay guy who I don't know.
some random gay guy. Yes.
With the fakest tan you've ever seen.
Yes.
And so they go to these houses and they show, and there are people who put up enormous amounts of Christmas lights.
Yes.
You know, those people that go way overboard.
Yes.
I mean, you know, they have everything, every blow up thing, you know, they have a drunken Santa with the sign over him, Santa's Drunken Regrets, but it's in, like, you know, blue and red and green LEDs. They have a nativity scene, you know, they have a reindeer coming out of the, you know, one of the sides of the roof, and snow and everything. One of them had a waterfall, all this stuff. Anyway, and they
amazing lights, over the top lights, yes,
over the top, and they judge it, and then it's four houses per episode.
Yes, four.
And then
how many episodes are there?
I think there are six.
So that would be six times four. That would be 24 houses.
24 houses, but they give $50,000 each episode to one winner.
Okay.
First of all of these lighting displays, most of them are tacky.
Tacky.
Just so tacky.
No,
like,
but here's the thing.
Over the top.
Wait. Is it really tacky, or is it? Here's the thing. When you watch HGTV, when you watch any of these home improvement shows,
and this is on ABC, I believe. But
it doesn't matter. When you watch any of these home improvement shows, they will show like some, oh, look, we stained the wood on this and made it like really beautiful and everything. And it looks like shit. It always looks like shit. And my belief is that even HGTV is not high enough resolution to make wood stain look good. You know what I'm saying? So like if you saw that wood stain in person, maybe it looked a lot better than the picture that you're seeing over your HGTV. Because wood stain just always looks like ass. Even though I've stained things before and I know that they look good. So I know that there's like a discrepancy here between something that looks good on camera and something that looks good in person. So maybe these really tacky light displays, maybe it's just because, you know, you're not watching it in 4K or 8K television that you're not seeing, you know, like if you were there in person, it would be amazing. And
yeah,
what you're seeing is just, you know, crap on TV.
Anyway, it's a fun watch, though. I mean, to see what, you know, what kind of stuff people come up with. And like a lot of them had the, you know, synchronized to music. And one of them had, this was kind of cool, actually. They projected onto their house. And using video editing software, they mapped the quadrants of their house to this projection and used video mapping.
Yes.
And they made it look like the house was talking. They like, it had a mouth and it was moving. It had, you know, it looked like the actual, because they put the mouth right at the edge of the roof. It looked like where a mouth would be. Anyway, so the moral of the story is the last episode that we watched.
Yes.
Most of these people have been middle class to maybe poor families.
Here it comes.
Who have spent all of their money.
Adam Burns' judgmental moment is coming up right here.
No, it's going to go the right way.
No, we have a theme song. We have a theme song for this. Here we go.
That's not.
All right, go ahead, Adam.
So most of them, not poor, but I mean, I would say like middle class families, you know, but you could tell it has cost them a substantial, they have felt the money that it has taken to put all of these lights together, right? So then they get to the last house, and it's this guy named Fred Loya in El Paso, Texas.
You even know his name. Now who's taking notes during
No, I'll tell you, Daniel, why I know his name.
Yes.
Because when I worked at the insurance company that I worked at, Fred Loya Insurance is one of the agencies that sold our insurance policies. And he is incredibly wealthy. I know this because Fred Loya owns this entire like insurance, you know, empire. in El Paso, Texas.
The insurance empire in El Paso, Texas.
And of course,
by Robert,
he's in this mansion. I mean, this huge mansion, you know, and they're saying, oh, we put hundreds of hours into this and people volunteer and all this stuff, right, to put up these lights for the community. It's all for the community. And they turn that sucker on, and it is the best light display you have probably ever seen in your life.
How much money are you being paid? How much money are you being paid right now to say this?
Spelling out shit on the fences and on the cypress trees in the back, and the lights are perfectly coordinated and all that kind of stuff. And of course, they win. But here was my dilemma. He's rich. Like, he doesn't need the money. He won all these other families that have put their blood, sweat, and tears, and Fred Loya has probably paid some company to come to his house.
So, but if he paid that company $45,000 to come in and do it, and he wins $50,000, then he's netted $5,000.
Well, okay, he redeemed himself at the end because they're giving the $50,000 to 10 different charities in their area.
Oh, well, there you go. So why are you so why are you so bent out of shape about this?
Anyway, that's it. And I'm not telling the other two stories today. I can save those.
Fine. You're just moving it along. You're just like,
but you can tell another one of your stories.
The news.
But if I need to fill time, because this may be a short episode.
No, I'm just saying, Adam, I can't tell story. You know what? There are things that I'm prevented from saying.
By contract or something?
I'm just saying there's things that I'm not allowed to say and there's things that I can't talk about. And so I can't talk about them. And so please go move along.
Who's forbidding you to talk about these things? Me?
I can't say. I can't say because that is also forbidden for me to say. And I'm just saying, Adam, please go ahead and tell us our first news story for this evening.
All right, I will. So in UK, a mother of five has opened up about her bizarre food fetish.
Yes.
So Jade Sylvester knocks back at least 8 pieces of toilet tissue every time she goes to the bathroom.
Oh, no. She eats toilet paper.
She eats toilet paper.
So every time she goes to the bathroom, so she wipes and then eats, or she eats and wipes independently?
No. I don't think she eats soiled toilet tissue.
But it said
fresh.
Every time she goes to the bathroom. So it's not some of those people on Hoarders and stuff, which by the way was the episode that Mark was featured on from It's All About Me. The thing, they eat toilet paper on their own, but you said she eats toilet paper every time she goes to the bathroom. So it is a valid question to ask.
Well, it doesn't say, but I think we can assume that she eats fresh pieces of toilet paper.
The chat room, what I would like to know, is it 8 entire squares or is it just 8 pieces of squares?
I believe it is 8 entire squares, yes.
8 entire squares.
The 25-year-old said her taste for toilet tissue started when she was pregnant and suspects it may have been caused by a condition known as pica, which brings on, quote, non-traditional cravings, the Huffington Post reported. So she says, I started to crave toilet paper. I don't know why. She said she liked the feeling of the texture in her mouth, not necessarily the taste. She likes the dryness. Her family's telling her it's not good for her.
If she likes the dryness, then that is further evidence that it is not soiled.
That's true. She might like cotton balls. Maybe she should move. They're dry as well. So she confessed to trying to hold off on going to the bathroom because she knows if she goes into the bathroom, she'll eat toilet paper. She said, it does fill me up quite a bit. At first, I used to eat a couple of squares at a time, but I just keep eating more and more. She said she keeps her unconventional meal preference from her 5 kids. She hides it from them. And yeah, that's it. I used to go to the bathroom to eat something, but it wasn't toilet paper.
Was it Whataburger?
No. We kept our dog food bowl in the bathroom.
No, can I just say this, Adam? I was pulling into my parking space when Joe Batanst asked you the hard-hitting question on that last podcast. What is your favorite fast food restaurant? And I immediately said Whataburger. And you said Whataburger. I knew. I was just like, yep, I know Adam. That is Whataburger. Whataburger is his favorite. And had he said, no, I mean a national chain, I would have said, and you'll have to tell me whether I'm right or not, I would have said Wendy's.
Well, Whataburger is a national chain, but yeah, Wendy's will be my next favorite, probably.
All right, exactly. See how well I know you, Adam.
That is what I eat.
See, I know you well, and yet you won't call me during my difficult time or my difficult...
I'm going to start calling you every day.
You won't.
You're like, you don't, Adam, talk to me. I am so sick of Adam.
You just only on Tuesday. He's like, okay, are we doing a show? All right, here we go. We're going to do a show. I don't care about what you're...
It's for the good of the listeners. If we talked all week...
I don't care about how your week went. I don't care about whether you, like, you know, were upset or angry or, you know, hurt. I don't care. We're just going to do the show.
So Tristan in the chat room says it's not a national chain. I would like to know what the definition of a national chain is. Does it have to be in every state of the nation?
Yes.
Or how many of those states does it have to be?
You cannot talk about In-N-Out. In-N-Out is only a West Coast chain. Even though there may be an In-N-Out burger in like an occasional East Coast state, In-N-Out burger is not a national chain. Whataburger also is only really in the Eastern United States. It's not in the West. There's nowhere in the West Coast that Whataburger is.
All right. So, on Sunday, inside the Miami Beach Convention Center, police...
Oh, by the way, was that it? You were just done? The guy just ate toilet paper, and you thought that was...
That's it. There was no conclusion.
You thought that was newsworthy that the guy...
It is. She eats toilet paper.
She eats toilet paper.
Not he. So this guy joined about 30 people protesting the wealthy. He tried fighting off officers who were herding him out of the building. By the way, his name is Kalan Sherrard.
Does this matter?
I'm just letting everyone know in case they want to know his name.
Wait, Kalan? Is that like a fancy way of saying colon?
K-A-L-A-N.
Oh, okay. K-A-L-A-N.
Kalen? Colin? I don't
know. Kalan!
So, he was taking part in a protest, and he was trying to fight off officers who were herding him out of this building. And then, suddenly, he reached into his right hand into his pants, and he pulled out something unexpected.
he reached his hand... Into his pants. And he pulled out something unexpected. It was a piece of soiled toilet paper, tissue, the lady ate.
He wanted a snack. So the unknown item was discovered to be a prosthetic penis sex toy.
Prosthetic penis.
By the way, don't anyone fear. The item was impounded.
Wait. Isn't saying prosthetic penis sex toy kind of redundant? It's like, would there be another reason that you would have a prosthetic penis? Other than a sex toy? Like, honestly, is there some other reason that you would possess a prosthetic penis other than it being a sex toy?
I don't know. Maybe a art piece? I don't know. You know, a conversation starter?
Okay. No, maybe if you were trying to beat a drug test and you had like some clean urine... loaded up into a prosthetic penis.
There you go.
So maybe that, but I don't think this is, they made a point of saying this is a prosthetic penis sex toy.
Yeah. So anyway, so he is an activist. He happens to be well known in New York City as a street performer. And he was arrested with disturbing the peace and resisting an officer without violence. Beach police didn't appreciate his particular act. In an interview with the Herald on Monday, he said officers apparently mistook a prosthetic packing penis for a handgun.
Oh, no, this is just my packing penis.
I don't know what that means.
This is just my packing penis. This is just my packing penis that's shaped like a handgun. It's an art installation for me to show that men's genitals look like weapons. And so it's a latex vinyl thing that is shaped like a gun, but it's really a penis.
Yeah. So informed that their activist was also an artist featured in a New York Magazine article in April, one Miami Beach officer sighed, "Only us." Still, police were baffled when asked what artistic statement Sherrard might have been making
I just said what the artistic statement that he made.
It might have been more expected at an Exotica sex expo, which for years was also held at a convention center there.
All right,
in
move on. This is just a horrible story. Move on.
Anyway, so there you go. People like to pull out penis. Now, this is not a funny story at all, but I find this to be, not that any of my stories
are
funny.
You always do this. This is completely not funny at all, but I've decided
to throw this. But this isn't called the funny story segment.
No, it's not. It's called the god-awful news segment that nobody likes.
This I find very interesting, and I think we all need to get ugly cats. A cat with dwarfism has made her owner rich.
Yes.
Grumpy Cat, the internet sensation who recently starred in a film, has made almost $100 million over the past 2 years.
Yeah.
As a reference point, Gwyneth Paltrow earned about $19 million last year.
Yes.
The cat's income also beats those of Nicole Kidman, Matt Damon, and Matt McConaughey.
Wait, I'm calling bullshit on this. What is it called? I've never heard of this movie.
Grumpy Cat. It's not the movie. It's just, I don't know what the movie's called. Grumpy Cat is a meme on the internet. I'm sure you've seen the pictures.
I'm familiar with Grumpy Cat meme, yes.
Okay, the cat behind the Grumpy Cat meme.
Yes.
Is a cat with dwarfism.
Yes.
And all of the different items and movies and videos and everything that the cat has been in over the last 2 years.
Yes.
Have made the owner.
Yes.
$100 million.
$100 million.
So the owner says what she's achieved in such a short time is unimaginable and absolutely mind-blowing, says owner Tabitha Bundeson of Arizona.
But Gwyneth Paltrow has made that much money in her career. Just because she got paid that for one film, it's not like that's comparing apples and oranges there.
No, it's not one film. It's saying Grumpy Cat has made that much over the past 2 years if you combine all of the earnings of Grumpy Cat.
Yes.
Not just a movie.
No, I'm saying that, yes. But they're saying Gwyneth Paltrow only makes $19 million for a movie.
By the way, did you know what Grumpy Cat's real name is?
I'm going to say Tiny.
No. Grumpy Cat's real name is Tartar Sauce.
Tartar Sauce. Thank you, Wit. Thank you, Wit, for like typing the wrong answer in the chat room and making me seem silly. All right, great. So is that your news story?
That's the news. That's
this, it wasn't funny, but you wanted to say it anyway.
It was interesting.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay! Shocked right now. I cannot believe that Kathy Marshall does not like Dora the Explorer. I'm very upset.
There was some post on Facebook, and I can't remember who did it, but it was a dog had destroyed a Dora the Explorer
doll. Saying, I cannot believe that Kathy Marshall hates Dora the Explorer. That just seems so wrong. Kathy Marshall is such a sweet and kind woman that she would hate someone is really baffling to me. Anyway, go ahead, Adam. I am ready now. This is the segment of the show where you will play me some musical cues, and I will guess whose birthday it is based solely on those musical cues. Please go ahead.
This isn't me, is it?
I don't hear anything coming from you.
Okay, hold on. There is a commercial going on one of those news stories.
I don't hear
I'm like,
anything
where is
coming.
This?
I thought like, you were just like just waiting for the truncate silence to pick it up
no,
or whatever.
I suddenly heard something.
No, I can't hear anything.
Okay. No, it wasn't me. Never mind. Okay, here we go.
This is the theme to The Price is Right. Well, not the theme to The Price is Right. This is the pricing game theme to The Price is Right. Yes.
So we asked 100 people. Oh, no, that's
Family Feud.
That's Family
Feud. This is Price is Right. Is it Rod Roddy?
It's not. Come on down!
Is that not Rod Roddy?
Oh, it's not Rod Roddy.
Is it Drew Carey?
It is not Drew Carey.
Is it Bob Barker?
Hold on. You know, I actually was all prepared for this. And so let me try this. Hold on. I'm going to try to be Daniel Brewer.
Okay. Right.
You said, who did you say?
I said Drew Carey.
Oh, that was so quiet.
That was a ta-da.
It was, but.
So I was right.
Yes, Drew Carey. All right. So, yeah, Drew Carey, or not Drew Carey. It was not Drew Carey. It was Bob Barker.
Oh, it wasn't Drew Carey. So it's like,
you did say Bob Barker.
I did say Bob Barker at one point, yes.
Anyway, I'm totally.
Yes, know. I know. You shouldn't play that. You should just point at me. And here, give me this. Look, Adam, look at my face. Give me this or that, and I'll play the sound effect.
Okay. But I was having so much fun. Okay, here is. Okay. Now, listen, you're going to need another one.
I'm going to need two, so here we go.
Here is the first one right now.
This is the ending theme to the Carol Burnett Show.
Yes, it is the, well, one of the themes to the Carol Burnett Show.
Yes.
And I'm going to quickly pull up this other one that I don't have pulled up yet.
Oh my God, is it Vicki Lawrence?
It is not Vicki Lawrence.
It is not Vicki Lawrence. Is it, that's also the ending theme to, I don't think you meant to play that.
I didn't.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Second one now.
This elephant had this little dwarf trainer and...
That is the unmistakable voice of Tim Conway.
You got it too early. That's a good clip about an elephant.
It is Tim Conway.
An elephant and a dwarf.
Is it Tim Conway?
It is Tim Conway.
It is Tim Conway. Excellent. Yes.
Yeah. Tim Conway is 81 years old.
That is almost as old as Toppy Smelly.
Almost as old as. You know, I think Toppy Smelly has.
He's left.
Has left the building.
Yeah, he's left the building. He's just like, oh my God.
Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be.
This is from Mary Poppins, but this is Dick Van Dyke singing Chim, chimney.
Well, just because I wanted to play this other thing, we're going to hold off our judgment.
That is the theme to the Dick Van Dyke Show. So it is Dick Van Dyke that is...
Yes, it is. Dick Van Dyke's, or was Dick Van Dyke's birthday.
Yes, exactly.
And Dick Van Dyke, let me look and see how old he
105, I think, is Dick Van Dyke.
I know he's still alive. He is 89 years old.
89 years old. He is just slightly younger than Toppy Smelly.
All right, that is a an advertisement.
That is a commercial, which I do not know.
For an Android phone, and so we're going to give it another 6 seconds, and then we will play the audio for this. And maybe you'll know it, maybe you won't. Here we go.
This is the theme to Miami Vice.
Yes, it is. It is the theme to Miami Vice.
It is.
Daniel Brewer.
Yes. So is it Don Johnson's birthday?
Yes, it is Don Johnson's birthday.
Excellent.
And Don Johnson, quiet down, audience. Don Johnson is 65 years old.
65 years old. He's a youngster. He's a youngster.
You know, has he been on anything at all since Miami Vice?
Yeah. He's been on...
I mean, what happened to Don Johnson?
That thing, and didn't he marry? He married Melanie Griffith, and I think he and her did a show or a movie or two. And Nash Bridges. Someone is saying in the chat room. Mags is saying in the chat room that he was on Nash Bridges.
Oh, okay. Do you ever think about an old celebrity? Not old, like literally, but like a celebrity from some old TV show, and think, what the hell? Where did they go?
Yeah,
what are they doing
all the
today?
Time. I was like, where is Dana Plato now? What is Dana Plato doing nowadays? And I was just, oh, that's
didn't
right.
she overdose or something?
she was arrested for like holding up a convenience store. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So here is our, let me look at my spreadsheet, but I think this is our last birthday. Yeah, this is our last birthday for today other than Pride 48.
Got it.
And I have a theme song and some speaking. So right, you may need
the. Here we go. I may need both, but go for the first.
All right.
I do not recognize this, so go ahead and play me the speaking part.
Okay. I'll be interested to know if the chat room gets this.
Yes.
It is a current TV show, but it's in season 4.
That would... So American Horror Story, but I don't know who's on that.
So the chat room has gotten it. I wouldn't expect anyone to get the actual name of the actress.
Yes.
But that is Ma Petite.
Oh, so Nestor the Long-Eared Donkey in the chat room got that.
Yeah, that is Ma Petite from this season of American Horror Story. And the theme of American Horror Story this year or this season is freak
show. Doesn't it suck that you have to say horror instead of saying horror because it just sounds like you're saying whore?
Well, I thought the first time I said American Horror Story and it sounded like I was saying horror story. So Yes. So anyway, you need to look her up because I don't. She is
Ma Petite.
Look up Ma Petite and yes. look for images in Google. The way you do that is just type it in the little box.
Yes, I know how to do that.
And then anyway, she is the world's smallest adult woman, as noted in the Guinness Book of World Records.
There you go.
She is 23 inches tall.
23 inches tall.
And she weighs 11 pounds.
Excellent. All right. You know, on Pride 48, we do have our own birthday list that we'd like to maintain here. And so I would like to say a very happy birthday to Robert, whose birthday was on December 12th, on Turniped, whose birthday was on December 13th, Tracy, whose birthday was on December 14th, and Smokin' Hot Joe, whose birthday is on December 16th, today, as we're recording. So happy birthday to each and every one of you. Excellent. All right. Let's move on right here to our voicemail segment that we might have.
They're not nice to that Ma Petite character.
Okay.
I just have to say.
Great. We have a voicemail. Let's listen to this.
We do.
Here we go. Listening to the voicemail that we received right here on the Dubious Intent program on Pride48.com.
G'day, Adam. G'day, Daniel. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Can you hear the silence?
I can. It's very silent.
I guess your silly program is going to cut out every time there's a big, long gap, right?
Yes.
No, I can't hear the silence. Silence is not audible.
There should have been a four-second gap just then.
Four? Are we counting?
I'm just ringing to say Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too.
I hope you guys all have a fun, white, wonderful winter wonderland of joy and
white
American Christmas things like gross pumpkin pie. And I want to also tack on a extra special Merry Christmas to the Faye driver.
Yeah, who's not white.
Thank you guys for your show this week, your little show. Thank you for all the annoying celebrity death phone calls from other Australians. Mm-hmm, and I look forward to more in 2015. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Scotty. There won't be any more in 2015 because sadly, Dubious Intent Plus is going away.
We're going away, much like Jaded City. We are going away in 2015. This is our last episode. Is this our last episode or next?
No, we have
episode?
One more episode.
We have one more episode, and then we are done until we do DI Plus 2015.
Right.
Right, exactly. This is the end of DI Plus 2014, and we will be moving into DI Plus 2015. So.
Right. Or we could say, like Cocktails and Cream Puffs, we are starting a new season.
We're starting a new.
We will have a season finale.
We're starting a new season, and if you would like to listen to it, you just send us $9.95 by going to our website and clicking on our PayPal link, and then you can hear it. And
we'll have a cliffhanger episode. Will Fish One survive?
Will Fish One survive? Will Mittens go back to the envelope factory for the year? Will Adam re-sign up on Grindr? All of these questions will be answered in DI Plus 2015.
Right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling, Scott. You know, he's still, you know, I do, you know, there what? No, no one will hear it because we do remove silence.
Do we have any other emails? Or
that is it.
All right, let me play us out of the contact. 3, 2, 1. Excellent.
One thing I notice about him even though, and thank you for calling, Scotty.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call.
We enjoy the phone calls. Yeah. Even though your phone calls are not really phone calls, they're audio files.
Right, yes.
Sent to us via email.
But we love those more than phone calls.
But we love those. And and what I will say is, did you notice his breathing?
I know. He wasn't masturbating.
No, he was. He did. Did you not hear? After that silence, he goes kind of like this before he started. Yeah.
So it's like someone that
he really can't. Maybe he is extremely out of shape.
Maybe he like took a big. Maybe he took like a big hit of poppers before. And he was just letting it out. You know, because you like when you take poppers, you like you want to hold your breath in. You don't want to let any breath out because you just like want to like hold it in. So that like when you you do let it out, then you know then you get the rush, right? So maybe he was doing that,
or maybe he was smoking a joint.
He could have been. Maybe you know it is legal, I think, wherever he is. I don't know where he's at.
It might be legal there. I don't know. He's in Australia, right?
He's in Australia. You know what? And if this be Bedlam, it would be legal over there. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@doobiesintent.com.
I have this weird buzzing that was going on over here.
I don't know what that is. Maybe it was the poppers that...
Maybe. So, just so you guys know, we may be recording on a different night next week.
No. Tuesday evening, I will be here next Tuesday evening. I don't know if you'll be here or not. I will be here next Tuesday evening.
We may be recording on a different night. Daniel may be here doing some other show.
I may
next
be here
Tuesday
on
night.
My own, like playing. You know, I'm going to get Cameron. I'm going to get friend of the show, Cameron, to record with me. It'll just be Daniel and Cameron next Tuesday night. So, make sure you're here for that. Good night,
I will.
Good night, chat.
Good night, David.